This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. We were talking initially about the downfall of the United States that you're predicting, Mark.
Because of debt.
Due to the insane amounts of debt, the military losing $6 trillion or something ridiculous like that over a period of time.
And I based that on Americans sort of worrying about dumb stuff. I was pointing out this Gabby, whatever her name is, I can't remember, the gymnast that...
With the hand over the heart or without the hand.
She didn't properly place her hand during the national anthem.
But then you got a better example when Tim in Wyoming called up to worry himself sick about halal meat processing, the Islamic version of meat processing.
Yeah.
That essentially, halal certified would mean that it's done in a certain way, using a certain type of knife drawn across the throat of the animal.
As the animal faces a certain direction.
Right, right.
And I believe somebody religious has to be along, at the event also, right?
Something like that here. The slaughterer, the person who is doing the slaughtering should be a Muslim and should be in good mental condition and faith, according to Snopes.com, where they've got a whole story here about the rumors that halal meat is commonly produced in conditions of filth and uncleanliness. So, of course, there's emails that go around lying about halal meat processing. And while there probably are some meat processors out there of all types that are probably dirtier than they should be, regardless, there's... Yeah, they basically go through the info here, and they point out that this is just a lying, email that gets sent around to badmouth Muslims. And so then Tim in Wyoming calls in to act like there's all this halal processing going on that's being sold as just regular meat in the grocery store. And you want to talk about a paranoid, obsessive viewpoint. The idea that halal processing could somehow compete with standard meat packing industry procedures on price is absolutely ridiculous. Why is halal meat so expensive? Asks someone over at answers.yahoo.com. Well, halal meat is more expensive because the animal has to be slaughtered according to Islamic rules of slaughtering animals. Some slaughterhouses in the country slaughter this way, and halal meat only comes from those slaughterhouses and not the vast majority of slaughterhouses like regular meat comes from.
Right. You have to have Muslims working there, and there aren't very many Muslims. So you have to have a Muslim butcher there at the very least. And that means that, there's just not that many much Muslim butchers compared to other types of butchers in the U.S. So, yeah, it's going to cost more.
Right. They take more time with each animal. They have to be handheld. So an actual human.
These factories that are doing pigs are doing 5,000 animals a day.
Right.
Is a number that I've heard. 5,000 pigs a day. I work my butt off to do three with people. And I can only, I mean, it's staggering to me what it would be like to do that kind of number.
So, I'm sorry, it is not, from an economics standpoint, from a mass production and efficiency standpoint, the conspiracy theory that there's all this secret Muslim meat out there. No. It doesn't make any sense from a business perspective or any kind of economics perspective.
To sneak in dirty Muslim brisket. See, this is basically what I was talking about when I brought up the story here, is that, this American, and I'm sure that he's, provides great, he's great for his family, and I'm sure he's a great guy and all that stuff. He's worried about the Muslims sneaking their, tortured meat in on us, or whatever his concern is. And his nation, he said, you guys hate America, suggesting that he does not then, right? Mm. I don't hate America, but whatever. That his nation is burning, and his concern, the thing that he will pick up the phone and call about, at least this week,
is a paranoid conspiracy theory about meat.
Is a nutty, silly conspiracy theory that none of us could do anything about anyway. It doesn't make any sense.
Contrary to the overall, by the way, in 1998, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recognized the growing potential of domestic and foreign markets for U.S.-produced halal meat products and noted this, quote, Contrary to the overall declining trend in the United States, lamb, mutton, and goat consumption, in their goat consumption, there is a growing high-value market to be found among the American Muslim population. Entrance into this particular market, as well as Muslim markets overseas, requires halal certification. Halal is an Islamic religious term used to describe food that is lawful to eat. It's similar to kosher in the Jewish religion in many ways. Many slaughterhouses in the United States already meet the standards set by the American Muslim community for halal status. The USDA has had a policy on halal labeling in effect since 1996. Halal requirements aren't difficult to meet, and the USDA believes that any American slaughterhouse should be able to comply with the new halal policy.
If they've got a Muslim.
The U.S. government is negotiating with several major Muslim countries to gain acceptance of U.S. halal standards as equivalent to their own. This will open more markets to U.S. lamb and mutton exporters, and at least 20 Muslim countries require halal certification for meat. There are 1.5 billion Muslims throughout the world, so the potential market for halal meat is very large. That is, again, from the USDA themselves.
And lamb and mutton is going to be the thing that they're most concerned with, because that's what, you know, the people that are from that area of the world are going to, you know, really think is great. You know, obviously, you're not getting halal pork, so there's something you don't have to worry about. You're not getting kosher porks sent in on you or whatever, because neither one of those religions eat that.
Right.
It's chicken, beef, pork, and then some fish.
And regardless of the rate, regardless of the fact that there are halal labeling regulations, and you could probably look into that to see exactly what they are, the marketplace has an interest in labeling halal meat as halal certified because it means you can charge more. So again, it doesn't make any sense that any company would do halal style processing on most of their meat because it would cost more money to do that, and they would have to pass that cost along to the consumer. Come on, this is basic economics here. But then there's other lies from this, you know, these emails that go around. I'll read one of the lies and then the Snopes' response here. Unlike kosher foods, this is from the email. Unlike kosher food, where the physical processing of the meat is the focus, for Islam, it is the spiritual component that makes the meat lawful. According to Snopes, it's not accurate to assert that a primary or major difference between kosher and halal methods of processing meat is a focus on the physical in the former case and the spiritual in the latter case. Islamic dietary guidelines are similar to Jewish kosher dietary guidelines in that both sanction the religious blessing of food as well as the manner of the handling and slaughtering of the animal, and both urge consumption of food that is clean and wholesome. Yet another lie from the email. For halal meat in Islam, the animal must be killed while the butcher faces Mecca, and either the butcher cries Allahu Akbar or tape plays the words over a loudspeaker.
Okay.
According to Snopes,
he's got a sore throat.
According to Snopes, in halal processing, the head of the animal that is to be slaughtered should be aligned with the Qibla, which is in Mecca, and animals should be slaughtered in the name of Allah. How the latter aspect is satisfied varies with region and culture. It doesn't necessarily involve the uttering or recorded playing of the phrase Allahu Akbar. But, of course, you would understand that the anti-Muslim email that would be going around would, of course, claim that that phrase was used because it's frequently shouted before someone sets off a suicide bomb.
Yeah.
Another claim: halal kill plants are constantly being cited and shut down by the USDA for horrific infractions. One of the things that halal kill plants are notorious for is putting already dead animals in the human consumption line. That's, again, the claim from the email. Response from Snopes: all slaughterhouses throughout the United States, whether halal, kosher, organic, or regular, are required to follow USDA regulations regarding...
USDA is halal is still USDA.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's going to have the same level of inspection.
Yeah.
Maybe there are dead animals in whatever line, but it's still the same inspection, still just as likely from any you know, meat processor.
Required to follow the USDA regulations regarding the condition.
But you know what the conspiracy theory is on Snopes? Snopes a bunch of liberals, so we don't listen to anything that Snopes says.
Okay. Well, regarding the condition of their facilities and their treatment of animals, and violators are subject to penalties and prosecution. We found no evidence in publicly available USDA records or news accounts indicating that halal slaughtering plants are more frequently cited or shut down than by that agency for violations of sanitary or animal handling regulations than non-halal plants are. Additionally, halal requirements specifically prohibit the use of animals that have died prior to the slaughtering process.
So that wouldn't be halal anyway.
Correct. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk more about that. And also, Tim accused me of being a dhimmi. And then he had a definition for that. And I wanted to know more about that, because that was a word I'd never heard of before. And we'll look into that here in a moment. You can share your thoughts with us about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, Live Sunday Show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want on this live Sunday edition of the program. Join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark?
We are talking about, actually, of all things, halal meat certification. It wasn't something that I intended to bring to the table
here. Free Talk Live goes.
Tonight, but you can call in about anything. That's what Tim in Wyoming did earlier, making all kinds of allegations about meat processing in the United States, basically suggesting that they're secretly processing the meat as halal and not labeling it as such, which, of course, doesn't make any sense from an economic standpoint whatsoever. And then, of course, there's all kinds of rebuttals to a bunch of lies that are being spread around about halal meat processing being unclean and things like that. It's just nonsense.
Well, the chances are if you're getting information from an email,
right, or wrong. Or some website.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's lots of information that's true on websites, Ian, but yeah. If you can kind of look at the website, and if it looks like some kind of crappy thing from
like
2007, you know, it's probably not true, but it needs corroboration.
Right.
And the emails are the lowest level. This is the lowest level of sort of corroboration.
But people will believe it because they want to believe the narrative that Muslims are bad and dirty and evil.
I get some great jokes. I get some great cartoons. I get some great memes off my email. I just double check everything I see.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also, I want to give you the audio on demand listen line number here in a moment that allows you to call up and not use any of your data plan. It just uses your minutes. And, of course, many of you have unlimited long distance minutes. So you'd be good to go to call this number. It's 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. Punch that into your phone and then dial it up whenever you want to listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live on demand or close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM on demand. Also, the LRN.FM live stream is available there for you anytime you want it. So 24/7, you can use that phone number and listen in at your leisure, 641-793-9660. Plus, you can hit zero while you're listening to us and leave a message. And people have been doing this. We do have one tonight. If we get the chance, we'll play it. There's a guy who left a 10-plus minute message last night. I'd just like to say that the more minutes that you leave a message, the less likely it is that we're going to play it on the air. I know, Mark, you'd wanted to have a firm two-minute rule, but I'm not going to put that into place. I'm just going to generally say that the more entertaining you are in a shorter period of time, the more likely or the more interesting you are, the more likely we're going to play that. The longer a message is, the less likely it will be entertaining, and so try to keep it to as less, you know, as little as you can put out there while still getting your thoughts out to us as well.
Of course.
So, again, the number is 643-793-9660. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We're going over to China on Skype where Ian is on the line. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, you're talking about this halal certification, kosher certification, USDA certification.
Yes, sir.
In China, we have what I call label certification.
And what's that?
I walked into a big modern supermarket over in Beijing. And I bought myself some really decent meat. What I was buying was a pork shoulder. And I was joking, and I said to the lady, is this halal certified? She took a sticker off a roll, slapped it on the package, halal certified.
It is now.
It was pork shoulder. I mean, that's it's pork shoulder, halal certified.
She says, three, uh-huh, hello. China is a wonderful place for labels and stickers. But let me tell you this. If I was a meat processor and I wanted my meat done in a kosher or halal way, I would be really reluctant to hire an active Muslim with a big knife.
Why is that?
Come on. Guys that are cutting this meat one day and Allahu Akbar!
Oh, that's not very likely. I mean, Muslims are very, very peaceful in my experience.
Oh, in my experience, they're peaceful, too.
Okay.
See what they did to the shopping center in Haichung here. They burned the thing down.
Well, that doesn't mean that all Muslims are that way. You understand that,
no,
right?
No, but it means that if you are adhering to the tenets of the Quran, there are some pretty nasty things in there you agree with.
Like what?
Like the treatment of homosexuals.
Okay, I'll give you that there.
Yeah,
probably
I don't
not.
Think that that's really awesome either, but it's not. But Muslims
Christians
around the
aren't
world
real nice to them either.
Generally aren't going after homosexuals. There is the situation in Orlando, but there's arguments about exactly why that guy did whatever he did. So what I would say is that what you know, most other people are doing is they're currently exporting their violence to the state. The state is doing the violence for them. Muslims are so disenfranchised and feel so unrepresented by their governments that they feel like they have to take it into their own hands. So you'll see terrorism done by Muslims, but does it really matter, you know, who's committing the violence if they have a government insignia on their shoulder or not?
I don't want to make you angry, but do you believe what you just what just came out of your mouth?
I do.
Do you believe that?
I do. Yep. Wow. I think the United States government holds 130 holds bases in 130 nations. I call that violence.
Okay, I agree. The United States is the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide.
All right.
Can be no challenge to that.
And we agree.
But when these things like, when all of these Islamic things are happening, I don't blame them all on ISIS right away. I blame them on the philosophy that makes even a moderate Muslim truly radicalized.
Well, I don't know what that would be, because the Muslims I know are peaceful. I know Muslims who are armed, and they don't go around shooting people. They are armed to protect themselves, protect their families.
Well, I will agree the Chinese government may have overreacted a bit, but I know that when I was talking to you last week, I was watching out my window as they're bulldozing the last minaret.
Well, that doesn't sound like a particularly friendly thing to do towards Muslims.
Well, it's not. I'm saying I don't particularly agree.
Right.
Now, when you go to the open meat market, you may not display your halal sign, your Muslim sign. You may not identify your business as Islamic in any public way, or the cops are going to roll in there and sweep you out.
That's
agree with that.
All right, good. Thanks for the call, Ian. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Parker. He's in Washington State, also on Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I called, I think, a week ago about secession, and we talked a little bit about that. And I've decided, since no one is really making a concerted effort, and you said the last time I called about this subject that everyone's kind of waiting to jump on the bandwagon, that I'll just try and get Washington State to be the first one to secede from what is arguably one of the most abusive states in maybe not the most abusive, but easily one of the most abusive in the northern half of the Western Hemisphere.
Okay. You pick between two countries. All right.
So, yeah. But what I'd like to know from you is, since I have to bring it to the table, I have to have a debate with people on why we should secede, I want to know what are the strategies I should employ to bring it to the table. What kind of counter arguments should I expect, and how should I counter them?
Good questions. Hang on, Parker. We can talk about secession with you here in a moment. Also, what is a dhimmi? I was told I was a dhimmi earlier tonight. I made it sound like it was somebody who basically is a Muslim bitch. And I think I've got the actual definition of what a dhimmi is here in moments. We'll share that with you. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wally's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves on this live Sunday show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm, with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Vistaprint, that's where you can go to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you use our discount code at checkout. The code you want to use is FTL. It's FTL like Free Talk Live. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Plus, you can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design that you've already produced. It's super easy to use their card production utility, if you want to call it that, on their site. I've done it. That's how I used my that's how I created my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards, and you can do it too. Go to Vistaprint.com. It's easy to use and user-friendly. Plus, they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right with their amazing customer service. Vistaprint.com. Maybe you don't need business cards. They got postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. I found out recently they've got checks. You need checks for your business? They got that too. So that's where I ordered my most recent set of checks from. Vistaprint.com. Code FTL gets you 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You want to upgrade the quality on those? That's not a problem too. You want to jump up to a thicker stock or a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or a raised print? They can do all of that. And again, starting at just $9.99, 500 business cards with code FTL at checkout at Vistaprint.com. So we go back to Parker. He's in Washington State on the Skype. Now, Parker, you had asked about starting a secessionist movement in Washington.
Yeah. The general idea in terms of the questions that I'd like to get some feedback on are, what are the strategies to kind of get that going? How should I go about executing those strategies? And what are the common counter arguments that I should expect and be ready to counter with logic and reason?
Well, first, I guess what I would do is I would look to see if there are other people who are interested in the same thing. If you've got a secessionist movement already in Washington, I'm not familiar with one.
There is the Cascadia Independence Movement, which includes Washington, Oregon, and whatever lower portion of British Columbia there.
Sounds.
I believe that was also part of that.
What's that?
I've heard.
Who's part of that?
So it'd be Washington, Oregon, I think a bit of Idaho, if not all of Idaho, and a bit of British Columbia. I don't know how much, though.
It looks like a good chunk of British Columbia. The British Columbia side is larger, maybe the entirety of it. I'm not sure what British Columbia looks like offhand. But it's a larger chunk in Canada than it has in Washington and Oregon. Now, maybe that's not the vision that you have. Maybe you just want to see Washington State secede on its own.
Well, I mean, the more the merrier, but someone has to start it. So the question is, how do I go about it? Like, what are the strategies? How do I employ them?
Again, I would look for people who are interested in doing such a thing, getting together with other people. If you think you're going to do it on your own, obviously that is completely blind to the possibilities.
Many of the objections have already been brought up on other secessionist movements. You know, the primary objection I think you're going to encounter is, well, the U.S. government will kill us all. They will invade. They
That's
will blockade.
The first objection. Yep.
They will,
is really funny. It's a funny objection. They're going to kill us all. You want to stay with a government that you are afraid, if you decide for whatever reason you don't want their services anymore, they're going to kill you? I mean, that's a crazy thing to say. Now, in 1900, there were 100 nations. By the 20th century, there were nearly 200. A lot of secession went on in the world, and they did it in a lot of cases without bloodshed. To suggest that the United States will kill the people of a state that try to secede is, I mean, it's historically, there's some great evidence, but hey, they also fired on a fort. I'm not saying there wasn't some give and take before that, but yeah, you know, it's probably a bad idea to fire on the fort.
Now,
I heard it argued that that Lincoln kind of was baiting them into firing the first shot. Like, yeah. he was really crossing his fingers and hoping for that.
Yeah,
if
a police officer is sticking his fingers in his ears and going at you, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. Yeah, so what? He was baiting them. They wanted to fight. They got it. They lost.
So there's a great frequently asked questions over on the New Hampshire or the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence website. So if you go to nhindependence.org and then you look at the top menu, there's FAQ for frequently asked questions. It answers a bunch of questions like, do we have the right to peacefully declare our independence? How would an independent New Hampshire govern itself? Can New Hampshire survive without money from Washington? Aren't we better off as part of a bigger country? Will New Hampshire have to create a military? What about programs like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? Couldn't this turn violent? Won't the United States military bomb us and invade us if we peacefully declare our independence? So the good news is a lot of this work has already been done for you, and that's just from the New Hampshire Independence site. I bet you the Texas nationalist movement probably has their own answers to similar questions, or maybe some questions that the New Hampshire folks haven't yet come across. So I would comb over all of the existing movements for secession and kind of, you know, cobble together your own website or something like that, or your own, frequently asked questions. And I also agree with Mark, you know, trying to find other people who agree. So you might want to start with whatever liberty people happen to be in Washington. I don't know how many of them there are. I know there's the Johnny Rocket Launchpad show. I think they're based out of Seattle. But I don't know who else is out that way. I'm sure there's some folks. And
get like a couple of counties to talk about it and kind of get a convention on it. It's like, okay, here are the issues, here are the arguments for, here are the arguments against, let's hash this out, and let's see if I can win you over with reason and logic.
Oh, yeah, reason and logic are, those are great tools, but generally people don't listen to them. You sell from the heart, not from the head. So that's, you know, something that you really need to consider when you're trying to imagine that the world is going to listen to logical arguments. If the world was going to listen to logical arguments, your ideas would already proliferate, right?
Right. Well, what are some of the other things, like other counter arguments or anti-secessionist arguments that one should prepare for. You already listed the biggest one.
Loss of Social Security and other government benefits. So there's about 50% of the population is either getting a government check, whether it's from some entitlement program, as a government worker, or as a somebody who works for a company that gets its work from the government. So you're talking about a large portion of the population that, well, at the very least, wouldn't be getting that check from the federal government. Some of it would be, you know, from the state side or whatever, and you'd certainly make those arguments. But, yeah, people get a lot of money. Where's my Social Security going to come from? Where's my welfare going to come from? Where's this and where's that? Also, what's it going to be like to travel? I mean, sometimes I drive down to Portland, and I want to be able to go there without having to deal with a whole bunch of government officials. Why would I want that? So there's a bunch of arguments from that side.
The answers on the Social Security question at the New Hampshire Independence website, nhindependence.org, points out that if you retire in an independent New Hampshire, current U.S. law allows you to receive Social Security
unless you're at war
benefits. However, you won't be eligible for Medicare or Medicaid unless you choose to move back into the United States. But then they point out that it's the sad truth that these programs can't be sustained. And that comes back around to what you were talking about earlier, Mark, with the trillions of dollars worth of debt here in the United States. Odds are these programs' days are numbered anyway. And, of course, disconnecting from the federal government means that individuals get to take home more of what they earn and actually spend that to support their elderly loved ones or their neighbors who are in need of assistance. So these are, you know, when you have independence, you have more wealth staying in your state. Now, all that said, what I would recommend, Parker, is that you forget about Washington State and just move to, if you're a libertarian, move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that rather than trying to set something up entirely, find a few counties? And
why reinvent the wheel? Yeah,
why not move to you know, a place where a bunch of people who believe like you are already working for that?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about, like, the Shire and the Free State Project. I'm just working on trying to get up the capital and the means to move out to New Hampshire.
Well, let me tell you,
then spend the time that you would spend
doing that,
trying to get Washington to secede, putting together capital.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Parker. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you can learn more about the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. It's a group of people who are declaring their own independence, and many of them moving to New Hampshire, where we already have an infrastructure for a secessionist movement. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
The Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to Skype here in a moment. But I also want to welcome our newest radio affiliate. I apologize. I should have done this last week, but I didn't make a note. So, didn't happen.
Now you have a note.
Welcome to KENN in Farmington, New Mexico. We're on the air in on two frequencies there, 1390 AM and 92.1 FM. So welcome to all of our listeners there to KENN. They're on our show for live Sunday night editions.
Sweet.
So, yes, we are live, unlike most of the other talk radio shows in the business on the weekend.
Yes, so about all of them.
Feel free to actually join us here and really try bringing up anything that you want. You don't have to talk about the issues that we have been discussing. We were just talking about secession with a gentleman who sounds very excited about it in Washington State. How does he start up his own secession movement? And I say, why bother? You know, we gave some tips in case that's something you want to do. But if you're really a liberty-oriented person, if you understand the ideas of voluntarism and libertarianism, and you want to see secession happen, then it makes sense to get together with people who are already doing that somewhere where there's a concentration of them. And that's what we have here in New Hampshire. We have thousands of liberty-loving people. Now, not all of them are in favor of secession, but most of the ones I know are.
I'm certainly not. I'm ambivalent on it.
Okay. Well, anyway, would you oppose it if it were happening?
I would want to know the specifics. I would want to know, like, am I going to be able to drive from New Hampshire to...
Well, you probably wouldn't know that for sure. I mean, until the U.S. government came out with whatever they came out with. But regardless...
I think the U.S. government's going to collapse of its own weight. Good. That's what I've been talking about up to this point.
So regardless, the movement does exist here. We've got at least three organizations that are active. There's NHExit.com. There's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They've been around for a few years now, maybe even several years. And there's also the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a political organization, sort of a political party, basically, that advocates for secession. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is basically a think tank. They're doing advocacy for secession. And then there's NHExit.com. They're just kind of hitting the streets and doing street-level protests and outreach and things like that. But, you know, why not come and add your energy to any of those organizations, or, you know, build a fourth one here, or whatever. You know, fill the gap that you feel doesn't exist, or, you know, add yourself into one of the existing organizations. That's what I would recommend. And for the amount of money that you would spend, Parker was talking about throwing a convention to talk to people about this. If you price whatever the hotel is that you'd have to, you know, reserve to throw a convention, you're probably looking at more money than it would cost to move yourself in a big moving truck across the country.
Yeah.
At that point.
And you've thrown some conventions, you know.
Yeah, and join an existing movement of people here. So, anyway, let's go on back to your calls and thoughts here. I'm actually bringing in a special guest. Will Coley is with us here from the Call to Freedom, and he's on Skype. Good evening, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, thanks for taking time out here tonight. I know you're probably gearing up for the Call to Freedom, which is your weekly show that is very liberty-oriented with a Muslim viewpoint on it, and that airs every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.fm. So I appreciate you taking some time out tonight. We had a caller earlier who accused me of being a dhimmi. And he was, you know, made it sound like that was some sort of insulting term that.
And common.
Well, I'd never heard of it before. But
common enough that you should have known about it, though.
And he made it sound like that I was like somebody who is basically a Muslim's bitch making excuses for Islam or whatever. And I'm certainly friendly to Islam. I've taken the time to read the Quran and I've, you know, studied to some extent, you know, the history of Muhammad. And, of course, I've spent many hours talking with you on this show. Will, but he is completely inaccurate on what a dhimmi actually means. And I've got the Wikipedia article pulled up, and I was going to kind of go through that, but since you're here and you've actually studied this stuff in depth, and you are a Muslim from Muslims for Liberty, I figured we'd ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. The term is ahal dhimma, which means the people of the covenant or the people of protected status. Now, there's lots of discussions of ahal dhimma in the works of numerous scholars. One that I study Maliki jurisprudence mostly, and one of my favorite scholars from the Maliki school, which is the second largest school of thought in the Sunni tradition, is Shihab al-Din al-Qarafi. Now, he's known for being a scholar who stood against state-sponsored scholars in his day, was kidnapped, tortured, because the state-sponsored scholars in his day were basically saying that the oppression that the government was handing out was appropriate, and he stood against them. And that's why he's famous now in the modern era, is because of his stand against basically scholars that were changing. Yeah. Well, he wasn't killed, but he definitely was kidnapped and tortured on numerous occasions. But he actually has a book called Al-Faruq, which is one of the seminal books of Maliki Islamic jurisprudence. If you study Islamic jurisprudence in the Maliki school, you're going to read the books of Imam Malik, and you're going to read the books of Al-Qarafi. And in Al-Faruq, this is a direct quote, says, "The covenant of protection imposes upon Muslims certain obligations toward the Ahl Dhimma, the Dhimmi. Dhimmi is just, you're not pronouncing it correct. It's the, like in the word the. Dhimmi.
Okay. Dhimmi.
Dhimmi. They are our neighbors. They're under our shelter and protection upon the guarantee of Allah, His messenger, and the religion of Islam."
Did they have to tote water for the Muslims, so to speak?
No.
Be obedient to them?
No. Says, "Whoever violates these obligations against any one of them by uttering so much as an abusive word, slandering their reputation, doing some injury, or assisting in it, has breached the guarantee of Allah, His messenger, and the religion of Islam." So he's saying, like,
that's pretty cool. Now, but we find a lot of people are, you know, like, for instance, Christians in Egypt are getting tortured and killed by ISIS. So ISIS is, violating Islamic law by
doing this? No, they're not Orthodox Muslims at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dalia Mogahed, who's probably one of the most celebrated female voices in Islam, actually made a statement that was kind of poignant and very funny at the same time. She said that ISIS isn't, they aren't extreme Muslims, they're deviants. Mm. Extreme would be if a recipe called for 2 cups of sugar and you put in cyanide. I mean, you put in 2 pounds of sugar. Deviant is when you put in cyanide instead of sugar. And that is what ISIS is. They're deviants, not extremists. They're deviants.
Interesting. Okay.
Says, Al-Qarafi in that same book further states, and this is quoting Ibn Hazm, who is a scholar who lived about 100 years after the death of Muhammad. And he's quoting Ibn Hazm when he says this. He says, if we are attacked by an enemy who targets the Ahl Dhimma living among us, it is our duty to come fully armed and ready to die in battle protecting them, to protect those people who are protected by the covenant of God and his messenger. Doing any less and surrendering them will be a blameworthy neglect of a sacred promise. So Christians who live among Muslims, Jews who live among Muslims, are considered the Ahl Dhimma. If you live among us, it is our duty to protect you. The Omar even goes further as to state, like, there's this whole, like, oh, well, what about the jizya? Well, Omar ibn al-Khattab.
What are the jizya? What the heck?
Is it a tax of some sort?
The tax. It's basically the tax that you pay for the protection that you receive from Muslims so that the Romans don't come in and force you all to become Catholic.
Okay.
That's the context in the, you know, the 8th, 9th, and 10th centuries.
Gotcha.
But according to Omar, who was the second person to take over after Muhammad died, you can't harass non-Muslims if they refuse to pay the jizya. You can't threaten them with coercion, and you cannot withhold protection from them.
Huh.
So if they live among you, it is your duty to protect them, to protect their houses of worship, to protect their property. Again, Al-Qarafi, same book. This is what is expected of how you treat non-Muslims among you, the Ahl Dhimma. Gentleness toward the weak, provide clothing to cover them, and soft speech. This must be done with affection and mercy and not by intimidation or degradation. Further tolerating the fact that they may be bothersome neighbors. Also praying that they receive guidance and thus join the ranks of the blessed with external reward. Advising them in all worldly and spiritual matters. Protecting their reputation if they're exposed to slander. Defending their property, their family, their rights and concerns, and assisting them against oppression.
It says here in the Wikipedia article that the Thimmi status was originally applied to Jews, Christians, and Sabians, but later it was applied to Zoroastrians, Mandaeans, Hindus, and Buddhists living among Muslims. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. Will Collier. Fascinating stuff here. Hour number 3 is on the way on Free.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.